Did you ever hear of the 1862 U.S. Dakota War during your growing up years?
Yes, I did. My grandfather talked about it a lot. He was very fearful of the Indians, I remember that. And he also told about how his father and his mother picked up this little boy that was his father's sister's son, picked up that little boy after they were killed by the Indians. That was the Razors, George and Barbara. They were the father and mother of this boy that they raised or brought up. Mm-hmm. And that was my great-grandfather and great-grandmother, John and Catherine Holm. And they raised this boy. They didn't have any children when they picked him up, and so they took care of him for many years. I don't know when he left home. Grandpa didn't know, because Grandpa was the youngest child in that family, Grandpa Mike.
Did you ever hear any stories about why they spared that little boy?
No way.
They
hid him. They hid him, and I think they thought they had killed him, but they just knocked him out, I think. I don't know. That's kind of the story Grandpa told. I have to go by what my Grandpa Mike told. I don't know.
So that, according to this book, the little guy was only 18 months old. That's barely talking.
Yeah.
And they must have heard him. He was left for dead, but he was rescued by your great-grandparents, who were also his uncle and aunt.
Right. Well, that's correct. That's correct.
The story. And then there's another story. I don't know if it's a Leavenworth rescue party or one of the rescue parties found him. And they took him back to New Orleans.
Was he the only survivor then from that group?
Yeah. Yes. Well, the story grandfather told was that they got killed. They took horses and a wagon, and they left home. And then they were killed on the way. And this little boy was laying in the ditch. And great-grandpa and great-grandma came along a little while later and picked up the little boy. But see, the museum has a different story about that.
What's the museum story?
They are saying that they found him in where they took these children, here in New Orleans someplace, in a building where they took the other children. And he was trying to drink water out of a bucket, and that's where great-grandfather and great-grandmother picked him up.
Well, you know, according to this story.
Grandpa told the other story?
It says in here that they found him, I don't know, trying to get water out of a bucket. Mm-hmm. You know, the rescue party.
Well, it's her family story that matters the most, so that's what we'll go with.